This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, arts commentator Lindsay Herkimer DeVries talks about one very popular Final Friday art exhibition. March Final Friday was incredible, yet there was one show that people raved about, the Six Machinations of Art Expo at Diver Studio, and for good reason. The exhibition was put on by Brady Hatter, Nam Lee, Mike Miller, Shoko Miyose, and the ever enigmatic Linneber and Miller. Brady's giant spider robot with 8-foot legs captivated audiences and will later be installed at Shocker Hall. Playful sculptures like An Alternate to Biology, Wasps on Parade, which tickled the tops of people's heads, making them squee and smile. Nam Lee boasted new sculptures designed in CAD and assembled using zip ties and machined door skin to create geometric crystalline sculptures. The leftover sheets of wood he assembled into separate sculptures, creating a waste-not-want-not symbiosis between his works. Mike Miller set up a workshop surrounded by tabletop-sized kinetic sculptures from his Machine Nature Interface series. Everything on the table moved. Ambling rocks, flickering feathers, and dry branches swept the air overhead. Chiyoko's installation, Webbed Within, boasts Japanese calligraphy pinned to a filigree web suspended from the ceiling. Stepping into the web, you are enfolded in the artist's native language. Linneber and Miller created a four-part temple called Our Palace of Iridescent Cellophane, Shifting Rainbow Complex. Visitors enter for a 2-minute orientation video, pay homage to the shrine, then contemplate in the reading corner, and exit through the gift shop, naturally. The Six Machinations of Art Expo will continue throughout the month, so don't miss this chance to experience what will be a Final Friday show for the ages. For KMUW, I'm Lindsay Herkimer DeVries.